Whoa.
First text
I never tell him that
I ever got
home safe.
From him was, did you get home safe? Text that I got from him. And I was like,
oh my gosh. That is
he
a good one.
He cares if I live or die.
Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Woo! Hey, guys.
This is 202.
Welcome back to 202. This is my source for today. Christina Lynn.
Every day.
Yes, one of my multiple sources for every day. And we are here today to yap. Specifically about what, Kat? Tell us.
So today we're talking about little things that are actually big things, or subtitle, little things that are not so little. Hmm. And the inspiration of this is twofold. I was the one that came up with this idea. So first, I listened to this podcast, Coffee and Crumbs. It's a motherhood podcast.
What's the crumbs?
They're like I think they mean like, oh, there's joy in like the moments of having your morning coffee and also the crumbs on the floor of your children.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. It's really cute. Yeah. So they did this podcast and then literally like the next day I saw this viral post on Instagram that was like little things that aren't little. And then I looked it up and apparently the game We're Not Really Strangers had a card that was like, little things are not really little. And there's this whole blog post and all these people, and there's all these Pinterest posts now. So anyway, I think it's kind of a trend. So we're doing that trend, basically.
I love to see it.
Yeah. So it's like things that it could be either like personally to you, like something that might seem little to someone else. It's been a big thing for you. Or it could also mean things that people do, like other people do that you think are really important, but they seem small.
I love it.
So it would be a touch, I don't know, touching?
It's like sentimental,
vulnerable, deep, maybe not, depending on what we do.
Mine are not that touching.
Okay, yeah, I didn't expect it from you, okay?
Whoa!
Amy, you hate talking about things.
You know what, also I'd say,
yes.
If one of you doesn't tell me I look like your teacher...
You're wrong.
Lauren reminded me today that because I was wearing my glasses here, you guys used to tweet me or DM me all the time and tell me I look like your teacher. And no one's told me that in a
while.
That's
tough.
So I better hear that today.
You better hear it.
I bet.
You look like my teacher, my mom.
Lynn Smith. Okay, let's jump into our highs.
Sometimes I see certain ones of us, I'm like, you look exactly like mom.
I've never thought that.
I see Lisa some days.
Sometimes
I'm
Lisa,
like,
I'm like,
you look
I
exactly
see Lauren
like
too.
Lynn.
And mom.
Everyone tells me I look like
mom. I don't
you,
think
some things I
any
see,
of
I'm
us
like,
looks
look
like,
mom.
Everyone, people tell me that all the time that I am her twin. I don't think I'm her twin.
I have never seen you look like my mom.
I don't
Christina.
Think I'm her twin.
I've only seen mom
I,
and Lisa and
certain
Lauren.
Lights, you look just like her. Certain things, I don't know what it is, but Lisa, all so frequently, especially lately, like you look exactly like her.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. There
to
you
each
go.
Their own. Note.
To each their own. All right, highs and lows of the week, ladies.
What are my highs and my lows? Someone tell me.
All right. I can just start. I'm just going to start riffing, guys.
Riff-raff.
Honestly, don't even know what I'm going to say, but let's just go for it. All right. But I'm going to go with my first thought, which is my low is my lack of mobility.
Oh, that's
tough.
That's
fun. My high is my anticipated high.
Ooh.
Which is my nesting party this weekend.
Cute.
I'm so excited.
I'm actually excited for that, too.
I'm excited. I don't know if I mentioned this on the other podcast. But I opted not to do a baby shower the second time around. It's weird because it's my third child, but it's my second time around because I had twins. You know what I mean?
And it's third boy.
It's my third boy.
Wow.
And a baby shower didn't really feel right.
You're
I
not
was
lacking
like,
boy clothes.
It's not even, it's more, but then I was like, not doing anything also felt wrong. Because I was like, I want to get together
with
my
gals. No, you should celebrate your child,
and
though.
And so, like, I'm going to do this next time.
Also, it's not just nesting party. Like, if you guys look up, apparently nesting parties
what is
are
a nesting party?
Really
us.
Popular on TikTok.
Most
it's
people
like,
probably don't know what
and also,
about.
Everyone seems to be across the board like, I love this. Why do people not do this more? It seems to be, like, very positive thing, which I'm excited about. Like every time I look
women
at the comments,
supporting women.
Yes. Okay. So instead of doing like a traditional baby shower, which also you could do both, like especially if it's your first baby, I feel like
you should do it.
Honestly, everyone should have a nesting party. So you do it way later than you would a baby shower. You do it close to when you're about to give birth. Mm-hmm. You basically have your closest gal pals come over and help you prepare your home and your space for the baby. So like putting together the nursery, organizing clothes, sterilizing bottles, making freezer meals. It's just like all the tasks that you have to do, but you're a giant pregnant woman and you're just like,
and they're so tiring. You have to like sit down.
You're like,
in
I can't move. I'm supposed to do all these tasks.
It's really hard.
And just get your gals over and then
you gather the gals and you put them to work.
Yes, I love it. And then also, I'm putting an element of another viral, well, I don't know if it's viral, but I saw an Instagram influencer post it called a blessing way, which is like a prayer. It's kind of like a prayer gathering to like pray for a mom. And also, it's generally moms that are not, it's not their first baby. And you like, each like girl lights a candle and then you say a prayer over her and then like for her like new baby. And then they take the candles home and then a text is sent out when they're in labor. And then everyone lights the candle on their own and like prays for them while they're in labor, which I was like, that is so cute. So I'm making goodie bags for everyone with candles and little things in them.
Are you making like a group text with everyone? So that
I mean, that I haven't
figured out yet.
But yeah, I need one of you guys to be the group text.
Yeah, probably not you. Hey, I'm in labor.
No, here's what you do. At the party, start a group text.
Yes. Yes. Love it.
And then I will say... She's
It'll
in
labor.
I feel
labor
like it's
queens.
Probably going to be Christine, honestly.
Catherine's labor queens.
That's love it.
Kath's labor,
labor
queens.
Prayer warriors.
I'm going to say labor prayer warriors.
Yes, love it.
Not the labor me. Prayer warriors.
So anyway, I'm really excited. That'll be fun.
Kath's labor gang.
Yes.
You know, I told Nick, okay, Nick's sister, one of them, the oldest one, I'm trying to give away their identities. No one cares.
Not
but
the identity.
The oldest one, she said... Can I? She was asking her sister, "Can I be in the room when you give birth or something?" And she's like, "No." And then she, and
I would never ask.
And then
that
she
question.
Said, "It." Did she say it to me, or did I just say she could? I told her she could be in the room when I give birth to my fifth child.
What?
I don't know why I said
I mean,
that, but I
you're
would
like,
let,
at that point
100%. I would still let her in.
That's
you guys
funny.
Don't. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to be there.
Do I look like
I'd
I want to
be there?
You
but
don't want to be there.
I think I could be there with you and support you.
No, Lauren definitely
I think
could.
I could.
You know, you could, but I'm telling you, I don't think you would like it.
Yeah. I might be
I don't
scared.
Have those like, calm.
Who has
Tina,
that?
When were you calm?
Oh, there are some, okay, there's some people
but
who are like,
I wouldn't think that.
I also,
that's not
I
you.
Don't I don't do that.
It's also really hard to be calm when
well,
you've had
my
birth
doula,
trauma.
I don't really so. Do high stress environments.
My doula
like
said
that.
I was the one of, or the loudest one she'd ever had.
I believe that.
So,
dude, can you imagine if I ever gave birth?
No,
decibel level.
No,
I could reach.
Everyone would be deaf
the
at the end.
Decibel level.
I feel like
that would be reached.
You know, turn with.
I feel like
I
you
was
would
gonna
be
say
like
Lauren's
this.
Gonna be
Lauren's
like
gonna be this.
Yeah,
quiet Zen woman. That's gonna be Lauren.
Yeah.
Like Chelsea.
I gotta focus.
Go with said Chelsea's like that.
Yeah,
you'd be like
yeah.
that.
I was
I wish,
yelling.
I wish I could be like
oh,
that.
I love that. For
I think yelling is good.
Yelling is great.
Gotta let it out.
I was yelling.
I'm curious this time around. I think it's going to be different. I don't think I'm going to yell as much.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be a little more like...
That's what I think
well,
next
also
time for
you
me,
you probably will not have the same issues, I'm assuming. So.
Yeah, but
it'll
also, too,
different.
There's something wrong with yelling. Everyone
yeah.
should do what feels good
well,
to yeah. their bodies.
Some of the yelling is really good. The low...
Yeah. But that, I would
right
say
now.
That's yelling. I was like, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me.
Wait, what's the word? It's a something
guttural?
Sound.
A guttural.
Well, that's one word.
Primal.
But primal. Ah. It's a... primal sound.
I like
she
that.
Is getting in touch
I'm telling
with
you. It is a
in
primal
touch
sound.
With
I just
the ancestors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anywho.
So, moving on. Next. Did you do high and low?
Yes.
Oh, my low is low
in mobility.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
I can tell you what my low is this moment because my lip color does not match my eyeshadow and I have mascara all over my eyes and
yeah,
I
do.
Feel really not
Amy,
great.
Not to refer to a past Amy's that. Current crisis, but didn't you back into a car because you're looking at your lips?
Yes, yes, I did. Probably wasn't in my season.
Why wasn't in my season?
Wow, learning your season.
No,
really
I had to like
change
it. I keep looking. I was like investigating my lip.
I will
color.
Say you do rock a red lip.
And I got so even that's not my season though.
There's no red
you
at
rock
all.
A red lip, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Facts. A cool red?
You do.
A cool red. Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
You rock
yeah.
a red. I know it.
I'm just, well, it's a little too bright, but actually I do have more contrast, whatever. Anyway, no, let me just
It's not your
scene.
Number one.
I'm backing up after church, and then I just get absorbed into my lip color in the rear view, and then bam, I backed into a literal Ford Expedition full of children.
That is full of children. Unhinged.
Wait, do not look when you're backing up.
I was looking, but I was not looking.
You backed. Full of children?
Yes. Oh
my God. Were they okay?
Yes, they were fine.
She was just backing up. She
was
like,
slow.
I know. I'm just clarifying for the viewer because it sounds like you're like, I backed into children.
It was slow.
You know what I was thinking about?
It was a feeling I knew.
Speaking of makeup and driving, I was thinking the other day, like, you know, when your friend's mom is driving
and putting on mascara
and she's doing her makeup in the car.
No,
there was a lady that I babysat for who would pick up and I was like a mother's helper. I was like, didn't have my license.
You
yet.
Were like,
I was
really
like 13, 14. I was gonna say something. And she would literally put on foundation and mascara while driving. And
That's
she
crazy.
Almost drove into the center divider multiple times. I was sitting there like, this woman is trying to cost me my life. I'm just trying to babysit.
That's horrifying. And I had a friend whose mom did the same thing. And she had fully had the mirror down and would be doing her mascara and be doing her lips and everything. And wouldn't be watching at all. And she was like,
listen.
And it was so scary.
Don't.
And then you hit a car and it's your fault. And there go thousands of dollars.
Anyway, I just thought about that. Next. Sorry, keep going.
That's, yeah. what is my high... I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Come back to me on the high. I need to know. Okay. You go.
My low is that I was sick last week, but it was like gaslighting me.
Yes,
because I was
she got
like,
me sick.
Oh, am I sick? I don't know. I feel fine. Then I'm like, no, I'm not fine. Then I'm like, no, but I'm fine though.
Yes.
No, my throat hurts. No, my throat's fine. So it's like, I wasn't just like, okay, I'm sick. It's like every day was a winding road. And I was like, am I okay? Will I be fine tomorrow? I don't know. So it's just like, it was stressful not like knowing what was happening. My high was watching Love is Blind.
Yes.
That's always the high whenever it is out.
Oh, I know. My high is I was having a horrible day and then Nick was like, take a bath. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, that's nice.
Is that he said, I'll do bedtime. And you take a bath.
That is my dream.
That's good.
And he goes to bed at like 8 and wakes up at 4. So
wow.
I was like, wow.
Well, you guys really are suited for each other.
I know.
Wow. I did not know he was an early
He goes to bed early?
Yeah, because he keeps having to wake up at 4. In this
good current
he's
stage. Always up late, though. Because
he's doing
stuff.
No, that was a month ago.
Oh, okay.
He was up till midnight or 2 every night working. Now he's switched to going to bed at 8 and waking up at 4.
Oh, okay.
It switches with the job and the location of the job. He has a big commute right now. So, anyway, that was my high. I was like, wow, dreams
That's
do
nice.
Come true. So, I took a bath for an hour.
Oh, love
wow.
it.
Not my longest bath at all. One of the shorter ones. But it was really good.
You guys in your long? I don't get how you guys do it. You just have to
I
refill
do.
The water.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you
no,
do.
You just add in some heat.
Yeah,
Let's
you
see,
add
what was
in
my
heat.
Low?
What is your low?
I don't know.
Maybe the bad day before the bath.
Yeah. Well, here's the dumbest low I can think of is that I threw away all my old makeup. If you remember my debacle.
Oh,
my
eye remember.
Issue when I was using expired powder that was literally like 4 years old. Just seriously take the expiration date seriously. You go, oh, it's expired. It's not doing anything until it does. Mm. And you have the craziest eye situation. So I had to throw away my entire old bag of makeup pretty much. I kept the lip products and like washed. They were all the powder had like, you know, your powder like gets on everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was on everything.
Oh,
and then I threw
no.
away my pencil sharpener.
Oh,
what?
For my lip liner. I didn't know, forgot it was in there.
So
now I tried my lip liner on today and I had no pencil.
Wow. That's tough.
That's bad.
That was my low.
That's dark.
That was my low when I realized I have to buy a $2 pencil sharpener.
Wow.
Though they're not $2, are they?
No.
Like $5.
I don't know.
Depends on where you go.
Inflation.
That'll get you.
Okay, so that's that? No.
Yeah.
Yes?
I mean, I can't really think of a high. I mean, I'm sure I had a lot.
What do we got to be
I
optimistic
hung out with my
about?
Friends.
Life's
I was
a nightmare.
You get the gist.
Okay.
Watched a lot of TV.
You just ignore my joke.
I got your joke.
You just kept talking.
Send.
Sorry, just, the last part cut out.
Anyway, all my shows are finally back after like a year. So yay. I'm very overwhelmed.
Oh, wait, is that a high?
By the sheer volume of television.
Oh, wait, this is a high. But or I low? Love it.
It's a high.
Oh,
yeah. My shows were gone for like a year.
Because of the rush.
Okay. Every show was gone, dead. Bye. Okay. So it's
well,
great.
There you go. If you want to get all of our full episodes, because we only post the full ones all on Patreon, you're going to have to join our Patreon, patreon.com/Cimarelli, link to the description. You get every full episode, and you get Monday content with us. We do like a Q&A, but we might be changing that soon, something else cool. There's an exclusive patrons-only live stream every single month. We tell you something secret. We share a secret with you every month. There's a birthday club where you get exclusive patron-only merch. Really cute, just saying. And there's a lot of other stuff on there. I can't list it all, so just go check it out and read through all the stuff. But it's only $5 a month to do the first tier, where you get all the podcast episodes and you get all the old stuff too. We've done, oh my gosh, like Wacky Wednesdays that Lisa used to do. Mm-hmm, guys, gosh. You gotta see those. I'm just saying, you gotta see those. Thank you so much to our patrons. We love you guys. Today's episode is sponsored by Shopify, who we have been using for literally years. The Cimarelli merch store is powered by Shopify. We love Shopify. We were so excited that we got to work with them because we already know and love them. Particularly Lauren's in charge really of merch for us, so she knows more than me, but according to you,
it's just so easy to use. I've never had one issue with them ever, and it's the only one we've ever used, so I'm like, I don't even know what to say because everything's great. Like, I have no problem.
If you don't know, Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million sales. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Plus, their award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Cimarelli, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Cimarelli now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Cimarelli. All right, let's get into the main topic, which is little things that aren't so little or that are really big things.
Meaningful.
Something like that. I feel like I didn't do the best list, but I tried.
It's kind of hard.
I feel like that's one of those things. Like, I have to like notice my day to figure out what these things are, because I don't think about these things.
It's like when people are like, what's the best compliment you've ever been given? It's like, I know there was one, but I don't remember.
Or like when people are like, what are your like hidden talents or like your quirks?
Oh my gosh. When they say, what are your hidden talents? Like, what?
Yeah. What? Like, how have you been?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Basically. So shall we start? We're just going to go down the line and read one from our list, which we explained what it is.
We explained it.
Little things that aren't so little. They mean a lot.
All right, who's starting?
You.
What? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I think this might be the worst one.
Christina.
But it ties in with what I said earlier, so I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Little things that aren't so, that are big things. Whatever. Baths.
Yes.
Okay.
So here's what I'm going to say. To me, okay, before I got pregnant, it was just a bath, okay? Mm. After having two children and going through pregnancy and going through so much sleep deprivation and blah, 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 and mental health and everything, a bath is not just a bath.
Mm.
I can't put into words how much it means to me to take a bath, how much I recharge. I don't know what it is. What's the combo of all the things? I don't know what it is, but it is like a magical thing. I go in the bath. I'm in a horrible place. I come out of the bath. I'm a new woman.
Wow. I agree.
Mm. That's powerful.
If every week I have to have at least one bath or I'm going to have a problem, or maybe I'm in a better place. I don't need many baths. I don't know, but
I think you do need the bath.
I definitely need the bath. Have as taken a mother, two or three this week. I take at least one a week, if not two or three, or okay. Sometimes when I was really having a hard time the other month, this is several months ago, I was taking a bath like every morning.
And morning, I was just, wow.
It was not good though. Like I was like trying to like do work on my phone in the bathtub.
Oh. Because
I was so in a bad place. I was like, I just need to be in the bathtub.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
If you're in a bad place, get in the bathtub.
Okay.
Amen. Mine is kind of not lame.
Oh my gosh. Good. Everyone needs to say that.
Okay, yes. Fine. I'm banning us from saying it's lame before we say it. Banned.
Mine is when people send you a curated TikTok. Something that made you them think of you.
Because okay, yeah.
You people do that to me all the time.
You send them all the time.
And I send them to everyone all the time.
Whoa. How dare you?
That frequently. You send me them sometimes, though, and I'm always touched.
I send you them a lot.
Hey, I send you reels. I send you reels. I send you reels, Amy.
Yes.
I send reels all the time.
When people send me reels and TikToks, I'm like, wow.
I send people so stuff seen. To bully them more. Yeah. Like, you
wait,
know
Lauren,
those
I think mine are to bully.
What? Like, you know those ones where it's like, tell me you guys have seen these. It's slideshow. It's like, your birth month, your bedroom. Yes! And then it's like, every room's great. And then the 1 month, it's like a shack or
it's
something.
Usually March,
and it's like, no, they switch it around. And I always send it to the person who's getting blamed that day or like this initial, like something bad about them. I'm like, that was you.
Guys, I sent Max a bullying reel the other day. It was like this, like, it was like an inspirational quote. And it was like, people that care so much about how you load the dishwasher, what you do doesn't matter. and I was just saying, this person is roasting you.
I wish I had a bullying TikTok to send to Nick.
But
I
honestly,
gotta find one.
I didn't agree with it because I do think he does efficiently fit the dishes in better than I do. I will admit that.
I like it.
But
when
I'm just saying,
people
care about it so much and it's kind of funny.
They do.
I would say I like a bullying one sent to me.
I love when people send me reels.
When
I feel very
Nick
loved.
Nick and Joey send me TikToks. They actually send me reels on Instagram, which is so strange.
That is
millennial.
Surprising.
I feel so special, even though they're literally just a bunch of Nick bullying me for being short.
Real is millennial speak for TikTok.
Yes.
No, it's reels.
Joey sent me an actual
that
nice.
That is our version of TikTok.
Joey sent me a reel about like not being worried, and I was shocked.
That's so touching.
It was actually very touching. I was like,
aww,
wow.
That's.
I send you TikTok.
You do.
You send me a lot, though.
I send everyone TikToks because I'm like, I think of...
You send me them for Nick.
Oh, I do. Like,
or you're
I
like,
just
you
send
with
everyone,
Nick.
If this ain't Nick and it was someone whose husband was falling asleep to, like, the sounds of the Revolutionary War or something.
Oh!
That's 100%
Nick. This is, like, so Nick, I can't even deal.
All right.
Okay. Mine is really cliche. Don't judge. But
we can't. Yeah, we can't. Don't
okay,
judge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
These are blanket.
You know what? This is a
non-cliche,
very unique one. So yeah.
Guys, I already banned us.
Okay. Anyway,
from qualifying all.
Mine is bringing someone a meal. I have realized that this is probably my number one most loved thing. Like,
yeah,
that I feel so loved, and I'm trying like. For the last year and a half since the twins have gotten old enough that I'm not like completely drowning every day, still kind of am sometimes, but I literally will jump at any opportunity to bring someone a meal because when people brought me meals when I was like had the twins, it meant so much to me, especially when someone it doesn't have to be fancy, but if someone like cooks something for you.
A frozen pizza.
You
I know,
feel
it doesn't
so
have
loved.
To be super nice, but it's the best feeling.
I don't think anyone's ever brought me a meal.
One time when Nick fell on the stairs.
I've never gotten a meal.
Remember when Nick fell on the stairs?
Oh, that was sad.
I don't know why I laughed. It wasn't funny.
That was really sad.
It wasn't funny, but I thought Nick falls a lot. It's kind of funny, but this was not funny.
This was not funny.
He hurt his
he
back.
He got hurt, yeah.
And then my friend brought us a meal.
That's
I was like,
so
oh
nice.
My gosh, that's so random.
No one has ever brought me a meal. Because I don't injure myself or give birth.
Honestly,
oh
that
after
is
birth,
there.
It is iconic.
It's on.
It is elite.
It's prolific.
It is everything. It is prolific.
And also, too, like, people do it a lot, like, when, like, someone passes away. They'll, like, bring it to the family. And I think what it's saying is, like, you have a lot on your plate right now. Let me just take one thing off for you. Here's your dinner, so you don't have to worry about it. I just think it's the nicest thing you can do for someone.
I love it.
It really is a big thing. I don't even know that it seems little. I think it's just
a
big.
Huge thing.
Okay, mine is kind of on that
that track.
Segue, that's not what that is. So on you, that, I can't think of words anymore. But when someone, you don't ask them, okay? They ask you if they could help you with a task, like cleaning, or like, oh, I have to do this thing, I'm putting it off, and they're like, oh, I'll do it for you, or oh, I'll do it with you, I'll come with you to do that thing that you're like, I don't want to do. Yeah, because it's a little thing that's actually a really big thing, because it doesn't happen that often. Usually you're just like, oh, I'm annoyed to this thing, and people are like, it's okay, you got it. But they're like, oh, like, do you want me to help you? Do you want me to do it with you? And they actually do it, though, because people say that and then don't actually do it.
I do a lot of it.
Every day. My friends do that for me. Just saying.
I guess I never say things.
No one really does it for me, but I do for others.
Guys, that's literally happening to me tonight.
I don't ask for help.
Every single person over the last 2 or 3 weeks that asked me, mental help. How are you doing with your pregnancy? I've said, like, mentally I feel like I'm getting pretty good, like I'm in a good headspace, but physically I'm so overwhelmed, my nursery's a mess. And everyone's just like, oh yeah, which is like, I don't expect anything differently. But one of my friends said, oh, do you want me to come over and when I have to put my kids to bed and like help you?
That is so nice. And I was like, nice.
That is literally the nicest thing, because it is a giant explosion. And she's coming over tonight, and I'm like, and that it's is like, literally it's not so that nice. Big.
Like, she's just gonna hang out, help you clean, whatever. Yeah. But it means so
honestly,
much.
I don't even expect her to do any of the cleaning. I just want someone to sit there and talk to me, and then keep me in the room so I stay on task and I don't do anything else. It's apparently that's called body doubling. I keep seeing this online. It's like where you just have someone come over while you're doing a task. It actually makes you more productive.
I love that. Yeah, it does make me more productive.
It's so awesome.
When I broke my foot last year, two of my friends came. Separate occasions and like did my laundry and folded my clothes and put them up and cleaned up my room because my foot was broken. Oh, I was like,
that is so nice.
It's like, how dare you? Thank you.
Oh, acts of service.
Oh, love it.
Just means so much.
Okay, this never mind. Okay, I was gonna do what I banned, which Qualvine. I'm gonna do.
Love it.
Okay, well, I typed all these in a not good structure, so I'm trying to think of how to say them. When, this is what I wrote, when I'm really stressed, noticing, texting me to see if I'm okay the next day or that night.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
When someone notices that I am distressed and actually checks on me.
That's big. Mm. When they're like, hey, I noticed you seemed really stressed.
Or sometimes it's annoying, actually.
You do that to me sometimes and I'm like, how did she know? You're like, I just seemed like your vibe was off. I just wanted to check in, see if you're okay. I'm like,
I just,
how did you
I
know my vibe was
like,
off? Even though it's probably obvious.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to feel alone.
I appreciate it.
That's my worst fear, is feeling alone.
Yeah. Except for sometimes I'm like, why did you notice that? I guess maybe I said it. If I actually said it, like I had a rough.
Okay,
If I said like I had a really rough time, rough day. Yeah. Then yeah.
And they're like, hey, did you have a rough day?
No. Okay, next.
Okay, this one is very me.
It's
when
very
someone,
you. That's
someone,
great.
You'll get what I mean. When someone pulls out of the parking lot when you need somewhere to park.
That is
That's a big one.
That's big.
Such a big thing.
That's oh my God.
And they don't even know what they've done for others. I just
Wait, can I say one?
Yes.
When you back into your driveway every single day of your life and someone actually waits behind you as you turn around to back in and they don't try to sneak by you when you're on the wrong side of the road, nobody waits. The only people who wait are people with trucks because they're used to it. They're the only people who would wait. Nobody waits. They go, oh, time for me to sneak by.
While you're on the wrong side of the road?
Yeah, I'm turning around and they go, time to sneak by.
Ew, that's
and
weird.
I'm not going to go, Nick. Nick's like, you should just ram. I'm like, no, I have a child right there
you
on that side. I'm not ramming forward.
Okay. Mm.
If it was me in my past with my truck, that's what I'd be doing. No, because they wouldn't do that. They don't do that when you drive a truck.
Yeah,
they don't
scared.
Sneak by you.
Time
There's
to bring
no
back
sneaking.
The red truck, Christina.
So
irritating. Time to bring it back. Oh, is that in your color season?
Yes. Okay, anyway.
Okay, this No, I'm not going to couch. I'm just going to say.
We're all okay.
Why are we all just like, oh,
we're like, oh, okay. This is so bad.
My next one. It just feels, it feels vulnerable. It does. Yeah, because you're like, is this the dumbest thing ever?
Give the vulnerable heebie-jeebs.
Okay. Mine is.
It's not even that vulnerable.
Which I say this, but I have been very guilty of this, and I'm trying to get better. Listening without giving advice.
Oh,
I have been such a chronically advice giver person in my life.
That's tough.
I always feel like, oh, I know what will help this person. I'm going to tell them. They'll feel so loved and cared for. Sometimes you do.
I do.
But the older I get, the more I'm realizing, I honestly feel like a lot of times advice sounds like
invalidating.
You can't handle it. Yeah. Or like, or yeah, or just like, oh, here's a solution. Like,
it's like shut up, child.
Yeah, it's like, dismiss. Whereas when someone's really just like, oh, wow, that's really hard. Like, tell me more. Or like, ooh, how did you feel? Like, I can see how you'd feel that way. Just like validating, that means way more to me. Because honestly, I feel like 9 out of 10 times I give advice, they're probably not going to do what I said.
Yeah.
Probably not. And they probably already have a solution
in their mind. Did you think I didn't think of that one? Really?
Thank you for telling me that you think I'm the dumbest person ever. No,
yeah. People definitely say that a lot, especially as like a man-woman thing, that men always want to give too much advice. Women don't want that. And I'm not on that, but I take that into account. Every time talking, especially to a woman, I'm like, don't give advice.
Well, I think a lot of times,
but
it
I
just,
like it.
It can feel dismissive.
Yeah, I know.
It can feel like the person's like,
are coming
stop
from,
your
sure.
yapping. I don't want to hear your feelings. That here's
really
a solution.
Stop your yapping.
Put a lid on it.
Yeah, like, I totally get where people are coming from when they.
Lid. Yeah, so I think it just means so much when you can just tell someone and they're just like, ooh, yeah, okay, I can relate to that, or I feel that.
To me, I feel like they really care if they're giving me advice.
I know that they care, but I'm just realizing lately that it bothers me.
Also, Chris, the way that you talk about problems is very practical, solution focused already.
That's
you bring
true.
It up in a way that you're like, what do I do? You
by the
say
time,
that. Like,
by the time I'm bringing it up, I already went through the emotional part. I'm not really talking about the emotional part, most likely. I'm
that's
about
true.
The yeah.
And you know
that
what? Makes I will say that is totally a thing. Because there are times where I actually really do. I'm like, what should I do in the situation?
Yeah.
If you specifically ask for advice, that's great.
Yeah,
which
see,
you
I
do.
Get what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
I just think most
sometimes
of them don't
you just
that,
want
so
to like vent, though.
I get what
you're
like,
sometimes I'm
hurt. Like, I know.
Yeah. They're there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, people want that.
Okay. This is kind of not what you think that I'm saying, but.
Okay.
Okay. It's driving people to the airport.
Wait, I almost wrote.
But in the sense that me, it's a really big thing for me to do that. Like, I take that seriously. And I notice that with people where they're like, oh, can you drive in the airport? I'm like, yeah. And then they'll follow and be like, hey, just making sure you still can. I'm like, yes, I said that I could. I will do it.
Oh,
and then
my
they're
gosh.
Like, oh, we can just check in the day of if you're not feeling it. No, I said I'm doing it. Oh. I will be there. Rain or shine, I'm picking you up from the airport
literally.
Or taking you. That is not like,
I get
oh,
like
whatever.
Offended.
It's like, if you agree to do that, you like, that you sign a contract, because that
you
is
are
not just like,
obligated.
Oops, forgot. Like, that is serious business to me. Don't say you're going to do it if you're not. And if you say it, that's serious.
No, and especially, like, I get offended, though, when people re-ask me. I'm like.
Yes, I'm like, you think I forgot?
You think I'm not
I put it
go?
In my calendar.
You think that I don't. No.
Yeah. That is like a level of like, wow, that like I would only ask basically family to take me to the airport.
See,
it
my
feels
thing
like a
is
very
like,
intimate
yes,
thing.
If someone does it for you, it's like,
I
it's
will
like, wow.
always take someone to the airport, but I'm terrified of driving.
Yeah.
But I'll always do it.
I love that.
And I'll drop them right off. But the picking up is way worse. Picking up is 10 times worse than dropping off.
Because have you seen those TikToks about it? They're like talking about. We see the one that's like the invention of jeans of the same girl who did that.
No.
When they're like, they're going to be stiff and you're not going to be able to move.
Oh,
but they're whatever.
Oh,
she's
gosh.
Talking about, I can't remember what she said, but she's talking about the airport.
Yes.
And she was saying, you're not, I can't remember. I
you
have to find
cannot.
It. She's like, you're not supposed to move. Or
yes.
You're not supposed to stop. You're not supposed to stop.
No, you're not supposed to stop anywhere.
I can't remember anything
there
she
is,
said.
No.
I'm going to send it
okay,
to you.
Okay, let me just play. Number
good.
One, there's no parking lot to wait in.
It was like,
so
and we're going
to
yell at you
hell.
If you stop, but
they
you can't stop for them to get in.
At you if you stop.
Guys,
they have to get in while you're
guys,
moving.
You
I cannot
stop all the time and I've
pick
never
up
been
anyone
at.
At the airport.
I'm just saying.
I don't have a problem with it, personally.
Yeah, they
people,
actually
like, no, they always yell at me. They always yell at me.
That might be a you problem.
It might be a me problem, but I don't know.
Okay.
But
next?
I've picked many.
Okay, let me do my next one. Well, I almost did it again. Okay, I'm not doing it. Friends who, this doesn't apply to me at all anymore, but I just think of the best, who texts you to see if you got home safe, which yes. I was not most of my, listen to me. I think this is a normal thing if you're out late all the time, which I'm not, and if you're out drinking and late, which I was not ever. Yeah. So that would be, I would hope, that would be a very normal thing to make sure your friend out late and drinking is home okay. But I was not. So, and I had a couple friends who religiously would always ask, are you home? And they would always say, I'm home, and they'd always make sure I was home. Even though it wasn't that dangerous of a situation, but I thought that was a really cute thing.
For some reason, I always think that's like fake. I'm like, you don't actually care.
No!
And they're like, oh, did you get home? I'm like, yeah, I did.
Okay,
like,
well, this was Anjali.
No, she's I know real. That they care. She's I'm not saying one. That they don't. I know people care if I got home, but it feels like something to be polite to me where I'm like, does anyone actually care? I know people care, though, but to me, I'm like...
I will say the first text that I got from this one guy that I used to date...
How when a guy...
What? No, whoa. First text...
I never tell him that I got home got safe.
From him was, did you get home safe? Because he gave me my number.
I'm saying his when a guy at a party. Says that.
Yeah, was the first text that I got from him. And I was like,
oh my gosh. That is
he
a good one.
He cares if I live but or die.
If someone that says, when one. You leave, like, let me know when you get home safe, are you going to let
no.
them know?
No, I not. Want him
guys,
to
I have
me.
A problem
yeah,
with...
Yeah, if you text me, did you get home?
You better text me.
I have a problem with if you. Someone ever says, let me know if you get home safe, I will say... I'm sorry, I will not let you know. You need to text me right
unless
now and I'll
reply. Someone that's like, I know is actually really concerned and has like anxiety or trauma thing, then I will let them know.
Even then, I'm like, you need know. To text me to remind me. Yeah. I can't remember. I will like not let one. You know I got home safe.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Good.
It's cute.
It doesn't apply to my life at all now.
Let's see. Because
no one says that.
No one's asked me if I got home safe from the grocery store at 10 a.m. Yeah.
The first morning you wake up well.
Yes.
That is huge. Amen. You wake up and your throat is clear.
Oh,
your
best
nose,
feeling.
Sniff, you sniff. You can
energy.
Smell.
You're like, I can go on a walk.
You have energy.
Weightless.
All of a sudden, the world is technicolor. And Hey Now by Hilary Duff plays in the background.
And then you go to the store and you're like, wow, this
like,
is
I can
living.
Walk easily.
Like, my dreams are coming back to life.
Oh my gosh.
I might just make it after all.
Wow.
I love it.
Or you go to like a party or a gathering and you're like, I'm literally in a music video. I'm living.
Yes.
Like you're like, wow, everything old is new again.
Yes, because every single thing for that whole day, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm back.
Yeah, okay, so mine is a nostalgic memory that I'm tying into a modern day practice. Okay.
Okay.
So I just was thinking about things that people have done for me that meant a lot. When I was a kid, my favorite memory with my dad was... This happened like multiple times, not sure how many times, but he would pick me up from gymnastics.
Yes.
Or dance, whatever. They were at the same place. And take me to frozen yogurt.
I was going to say.
And I would get like, I would always get chocolate frozen yogurt with gummy bears. And I don't know.
Which is so weird because gummy bears freeze
they
and they're
freeze,
so hard to
and
eat.
And then it like melts in your mouth and it's so cool.
They don't melt in your
I
mouth.
Well,
they're
like,
so
they
hard
start,
to eat.
But yeah, okay. I just love it.
I tried it once.
And I don't know, so just like that small thing. It was like. Taking something so normal and making it special in a small way.
Yeah.
I feel like that just stuck with me so much from my dad that like I try really hard to do that with my son. So like I was like I had to like take them to run some errands the other day. I was like returning a library book and like dropping off a letter at the post office. So I was like, oh, it's so boring for them. I don't want them to just sit in the car. So I was like, ooh, I'll take them to Dunkin' Donuts and get a donut.
Cute.
And then we have like little donuts and I put on their favorite songs. We were just like singing. Yeah. But I'm like, ooh. Just like finding those ways to like, which I feel like a lot of it is food. Food is just like fun
no,
and it's
it
memory.
Yeah. No, when mom used to take us to, was random places.
McDonald's?
Like McDonald's or LeBoo or whatever. And we would
get. Oh my gosh, LeBoo.
We would get like.
Chocolate milk.
Things and drive around while you guys were in karate.
Yes.
No, you weren't there during karate.
Yeah.
But she would drive
but
us around.
But also, what I remember, for some reason, I remember maybe you were dropping Michael off at karate. I remember mom taking us to Java City.
Yeah.
And getting a cookie and apple juice. I don't know why.
Yes.
Cold apple juice. Just the best memory. It's so
fun.
Exciting.
Those, that's
it's such
so
a small
fun.
Thing, but it really like it makes you feel so loved.
That when your parents like, take you out to fast food, that's how you know, like, it's real. Just to get,
like, a small little treat. You're like, wow, they really care. They want me to enjoy my life. Real. I love it.
Okay, mine is when someone pays for your meal or a drink.
Yes.
Man or woman, my gosh. I feel so blessed every time, especially when a friend is like, oh, my treat. I'm like,
no, same.
It's so nice. Like, I feel like someone in this world truly cares about me anytime does that.
Yes, 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 yes. Agreed.
Taken care of by someone for once in my life.
I love it, Lauren.
That is how
it.
You know it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When, I don't know how to explain this. When I stop talking because I'm like rambling or something, but they're like, keep going.
Oh, that's cute.
I love that.
Or I'm like, is that, I've just like stopped talking for some reason and they tell me to keep talking because.
I don't know when that happens though.
No,
Christina, when do you stop talking? Right to that.
If I'm like, oh, never mind or whatever.
No, subreddit is, I feel like this happens to me, tell me if you relate, where you're like, sorry, I know I'm like totally rambling. And they're like, no, I wanted to hear that. Like, yes. Keep going. And you're like, keep going. No,
that's what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but I just feel like you don't say that. Like, you don't just stop your ramble, at least to me.
To some people, I do.
Because I'm listening.
Not to you.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, not to you, not to you.
When do you do, like, oh, sorry.
No, I don't do it to you.
I have not heard that.
Tell me more.
I don't do it to you.
But yeah, okay, yes.
It's with certain people.
Or like when you say something and like someone cuts you off and then someone's like, oh, you were saying though? And I'm like, yeah, I was saying.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, when they actually really want to hear what you were
you
saying.
To say, yeah.
That is the best feeling.
Yes.
Love that. You? Oh, me. Okay. This one is also very me. And you will know. When someone offers to drive me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That is it. But Converse is like
what?
Once again, it's like in the converse or whatever, however you say that grammatically correct. Conversely.
On the converse. On the other hand.
Who cares? But opposite.
Conversely.
Reverse that.
It is
other side of the coin.
Mortal. It is like a mortal offense. Like, I'll explain it this
way. What?
This man, one time we were dating, and he refused to drive me somewhere we were going to hang out.
No, why? That's not
and
right.
Because he drove yesterday.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
Yes!
I drove yesterday.
He drove us the night before to go to something together, and then the next day, we were going to go to this other thing together. And
was
then
this
he
like
was
driving
like,
in the city?
Yeah.
Okay, that's wrong.
That is so wrong.
Because he would know that you are so scared of driving.
Yes!
Like,
no, and that's also
you
how
hate
I know
the city
we were
driving.
Definitely not meant to be.
Yeah,
is because
that's not
going to
work.
I need someone that will drive because if neither of us will drive, no one's going.
Yes.
We're staying home. Like, my friends, we were all at the pool when this was going down and they were like, are you, especially Mel. Mel was like, he won't drive you?
Yeah, that's
not
right.
I was like, no, if I were to see him, I have to drive. And guess what? I did. How pathetic is that?
I almost put that on my list too because that is so high on my list.
I mean, I was going there anyway, but I didn't want to drive.
Well, because in what is it, 14 years? In 14 years, I think I've driven Nick twice in 14 years.
That's how it should be.
Because I like to be driven around.
See, there's...
They call it the passenger princess.
Yes.
Yes.
Not me.
Because my entire childhood, I'm the second child to get their license. I've driven enough people, enough places, so I would like to not.
Yes. I agree, Christina. I agree. And all right. Let's be real. You don't want me driving.
Yeah.
You don't. Unless it's like a close distance.
Yeah, yeah. Just not like to the city.
No. Not in like a high pressure situation with a lot of other cars.
No.
Maybe you've driven me so many times.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I say. Beggars can't be choosers. Okay, you go.
This child is moving so much. Okay. This is a sentence. That's my intro.
Okay.
Okay.
Sentence.
Oh.
It sounds kind of weird. Oh, well. I don't know what that means. I love this. I love when I do it and I love when other people do it.
Oh,
when
yes.
When you're talking.
Yes.
I do this.
and someone says something and you didn't understand it, but you, instead of just being like, that's I don't me. Really care, but then you, in which I honestly do sometimes if you don't really care, but if you really care and you're like, wait, I really want to understand what you're saying, can you go back and like explain, like, well, or maybe you don't know the definition of a word.
Oh yeah, like, wait, what does
or
that
a
mean?
Phrase, like, yes. What does that mean?
Yes.
I just feel like when someone does care. That, A, it shows humility.
Yes.
B, yeah. It shows like such a deep level of like caring about, agree. They really want, I don't know, is that like a young sister's thing?
A deep
like,
level.
Is that just a woman thing or is that just
no,
a human
I
thing?
Like,
like wanting to be understood, yeah. And also having a deep fear of being misunderstood. Is that yeah. just a human thing?
Wait, I have a fear of saying this too much.
Really?
Because I'm like, do they think I don't know anything they're talking about? Am I making them feel like an idiot? Because I really? Say that a lot.
Oh, I don't.
So I feel yeah. like
I don't think it means they're an idiot. Honestly, I feel like you're almost
it
saying
you're an idiot.
You're saying words that I don't know the meaning of, so you're smarter than me, you know? Or like, or you're saying phrases that are okay. outside of my realm of explanation.
Or I'm like, is it making them feel not understood at all? Or something?
Honestly, no because then they get to like, expand on the concept and go
like, oh, everything you're saying, I do not get. I'm not getting you at all.
So interesting. Well, I guess it depends. I think of it as a compliment. What you're
saying. Yeah, I guess it depends.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you, I mean, I guess you could probably say it in a rude way, but I mean when people specifically mean it in a genuine way and they're like,
I mean
they
it
really
in a genuine
wanna
way.
Understand you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
I
good
think
to
it's
hear
really nice.
From the other side.
From the others, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I'm saying that all
like,
the time.
Like, I've had people like define words because I'm like, no, I really want to understand what you're saying.
Can you define? What about Google?
Well, they're talking. You're not going to go on your phone.
Oh,
Google.
On, in real life.
In real yeah, life, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
In real life.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is like a me thing. Doesn't have to do with anyone else. When I put on fun music in the shower, because I don't do that when I'm like anxious, depressed, whatever. I like listen to a podcast or sad music. So when I actually... like I when I notice myself like, oh, I'm taking a shower and I'm like, oh, I want to put on fun music, I'm like,
yes.
whoa, I'm like, ooh. Happy.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, mine is just like yours. Okay, so mine is when I notice, when I have like a really amazing moment of noticing how good something smells, whether it's I open a lip balm or or I like smell a shampoo or something and I'm like, oh, it smells so good. That is me not being depressed.
Wow.
Because when I'm depressed, I don't notice. When I went through my first like really, really, really bad, was major depressive episode, whatever the heck my therapist called that. The first time that I remember when I was coming out of it, I put on this lip balm that I wore or the lip gloss I wore every day. And then I was like, oh my gosh, it smells so good. I never noticed that for the last several months. And I was like, that's
so
weird.
You love scent.
Yes.
That's so sweet.
So that's what I notice when I'm depressed. I don't notice that anything smells good.
Mm,
and then when I notice it, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like last night.
I'm so happy.
Last night I was in the bathroom, like in the dark, because I don't want to turn on the light because Tristan's in our room and the light goes, whatever.
Do you have like a candle?
No, I had my phone light on. And then I was like washing my hands and I was like, oh my gosh, the soap smells so good. And I was like, wow, I am not depressed. Go me.
Wow.
That's interesting. That makes so much sense, though. Yeah, it's like everything, you're like alive.
I was
like
more I want to wear a dress. I want to wear a yellow dress. Yeah. I smell my lip gloss. Oh, my gosh. I want to do my hair.
Oh, I love that.
Next.
You're next.
She just went.
That was your thing? Oh, I thought you were going off of her.
No, mine perfectly went off of hers.
Oh!
Wait, that's weird because my last one is also in this category. Okay, anyway. Okay. Girl.
Here's one that doesn't happen too often, I will say. When someone actually calls me.
Oh.
Yeah. I will say, people don't call me on the reg because they probably think I'm going to call them at any minute.
Yeah.
But it's a welcome surprise. It is. I love it. I'm like, thank you for calling.
Oh.
And another one I would like to honorably mention is when you find food in the pantry or the freezer and you thought you had no food left.
Oh, ooh, love food.
That's a good one.
It's really
good. Especially something really good that you put somewhere and you lost it and then you're like, ooh, I have Oreos.
Like if you're like, oh, I need to go to the grocery store, I have nothing, and then you find food, you're like, I don't have to go to the grocery store yet.
Okay, subreddit of that is when you think you have no food and you're like, I'm going to just challenge myself to make a meal with what I have on hand.
I've never done that.
I did this the other day and I made breakfast casserole with sweet potatoes in it and French toast with leftover, like I had half a loaf of French bread and I just made it into French toast and it was such a good meal and I thought I had like most boring stuff, but I didn't.
I love it.
Hashtag creativity. Okay.
Love it.
Yeah, my last one is the state of my laundry.
Oh.
And I was just thinking about this because I'm like, this directly correlates to my mental health. Yep. And because I think about clean laundry and it's like, first of all, like not having anything to wear is just very stressful. But second of all, like actually washing it, it's like an act of self-care and then putting it away. It feels like I'm the manager of my own life. And I'm like, oh, let me like I'm like a hotel manager. I'm like, oh, let me go ahead and like make the bed for her or like make it easy for her. So it's like, it's not like I've kind of gotten beyond of like shaming myself for having laundry on the floor because I always have laundry on the floor. Mm-hmm. But like just putting it away so that I have clean stuff to wear. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is like peak mental health and peak like self-care.
Amen. I have double amount the amount of clothes of closet space. Is my problem.
Ooh. That means it's time to edit.
I need to work on that.
Time to edit.
Reading a great book would be fluttering about that.
Okay. When someone sends me a song and says, oh, this sounds like you're writing.
Oh. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That's cool.
Thank you. Which has happened multiple times.
I thought you were going to say, just sends you a song.
I had I like when people send a song, but they're like, oh, this sounds like this could be you, or like this sounds like you're writing.
Oh. This guy sent me a song.
And nobody knows what my writing is. So.
Oh, gosh.
What? No one knows what songs I wrote.
Oh.
Besides you.
Your friends?
No one knows what I wrote.
Oh,
they're like, oh, that's a Cimarelli song. They don't know I did it.
Yeah, that's
so true. There you go.
One time, guys, this is so embarrassing. This guy sent me a song. And he sent it, and all he said was the song link and two red hearts. And guess what I said back? What does that mean?
Wait, did he say?
What was the song about?
I don't remember.
Amy, if someone.
It was like a really nice
if
song.
If I sent someone a song.
Okay, but he's the one
with two red hearts.
The
and they said, what does that
mean? Like,
they
hate me.
I'd be like, oh, that was a typo.
No. He's the one, though, that ended up like totally low key gaslighting me and pretending like he was never like
he say,
and
though?
Only wanted to be friendly.
When you said, what does that mean?
I don't remember. I blocked it out probably.
Oh, hey. What would I say? What would you?
I don't know
I'd
what
be
that
like,
means.
Oh, I'd just.
I would just
what do you
be
say
like,
to that?
Oh, it made me think of
Wait,
you.
Wait, okay. For
I would
future
say, what
reference,
do you think
if this
it
ever
means?
Happens to me again, which it probably won't, what do you say to that?
It depends on you how you feel about
the
guy.
Okay. I don't think that was a feature back then.
I would say,
then.
Oh my gosh.
I think this means something
that's
deeper. It sounds like he
know.
Was being confusing in
yes,
general.
Yes, he was.
And sending a lot of mixed signals, so you were trying to get
he,
some clarification.
This man would text me at 6
Wait,
in the morning.
Is,
he would FaceTime
what,
me shirtless.
Would you say that?
And then he would went on this whole thing of how, oh,
Wait,
I'm sorry
did you say?
I led you
Wait,
on.
Wait, what did you say?
He would FaceTime me while he was shirtless.
Oh, that is extreme.
Yeah, and then he
wait,
was
and
alive.
You didn't know that was coming? You're just like, what?
No, wait.
You're just like, my face on here. He's like, stop.
Yes.
He's like, hey, just fixing up my.
It just would happen randomly. We'd be facing. I was just like, how? Why did you not say like?
I
one
would
second?
Have a breakdown.
Wait, he gave you
that
no
to
warning.
And
no.
He was hot.
Okay.
But then he was like, you know. Hanging out in person is what leads people on.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Okay. This is.
And I just like, I just want to be friends.
Okay. Well, good for you.
So that's
great
what,
friend.
Okay. Let's wrap this up.
I hope he found what he was looking for.
He did. He is married.
Okay. Let's go to five pops. I have Lisa.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So the question this week is, what is your... Trying to find Lisa's.
Wait,
what's your
I can
genre?
Say it
because
I made it up.
Yeah, you tell us.
Okay, this question comes to you from me. This is, what is your genre and what is your subgenre? And I'll tell you what it means. Basically, I was listening to our cover that we did and I was like, oh my gosh, Amy sounds so good with a rock sound. That must be one of her subgenres. And I think it's like certain people's like singing voices has like these different genres that they naturally... like mm-hmm. coincide with. I mean, it could be your personality too, but like I thought maybe that's another version of the question, but really I meant it literally, like what genre do you feel like is the number one like most suited for your voice, and then what are like your other genres that just suit your voice well, like two or three or whatever.
Okay, I got Lisa. Let's see what she says.
Oh my gosh, I'm so curious. Right, Lisa.
My genre and my subgenre. I don't know. I grew up loving R&B, and And that was the way I always wanted to sing. So I like to say, oh, R&B would be my main one. But I think people might listen to my voice and be like, I don't know, really?
You're not that R&B. I think so.
But maybe I'll just put it as that for myself. And then the subgenre would be pop. Or maybe vice versa. Maybe my main genre is pop. And my subgenre is R&B.
I feel like
that's
rock.
What I would say.
Okay.
Well, I feel like something with the belting, like rock or but like pop rock,
she's
whatever.
Pop diva, though. Pop diva is her main, and then she's R&B. And then also kind of like Broadway.
Yes.
TVA. Oh my gosh. But I'm thinking when Lisa does like kind of rock, pop rock, kind of like belting things, like it's really natural, I would say.
I don't
but know. But okay, yeah. Lisa's R&B.
I agree with her main one being R&B, though. I do think she has a very R&B voice. Soulful.
Okay. Why don't you go, Kath? Since
yeah, why don't you?
Okay. I'm struggling with what my main one is. I feel like I know what they are. I just don't know what the main one is.
Okay, let's hear it.
But I was going to say my main one is probably some kind of like soul.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I would say.
Kind of gospel-y type vibe. And then my subgenres would be emo and indie.
Yes.
I think that's honestly it. Gospel, soul, emo, indie.
But I feel like it's all.
Oh my gosh.
It is in the umbrella. I feel like pop is all of our main genre,
No. Let me say this. I am not a pop singer. I struggle so much. I think of these very, like, classic pop artists. I struggle so much to, when we do covers of these really poppy people, I do
pop
not
pop music
sing that way.
Is difficult for me.
It's very hard.
I
feel like pop music, a lot of times, I'm thinking of, like, the classics, like, you know. Katy Perry or like these people. I'm trying to think who else is there that's like a main like pop person. Taylor Swift maybe. It's like it's a lot of the same note over and over, and they can still make it sound good and emotional and interesting.
Hard.
I cannot do that. That is very
it takes
hard for me.
A while to do, but
if the melody is not very soulful or like emo, I struggle and I sound like a robot. I truly admire people that can do that because I think it takes a lot of talent to be a very good pop singer.
Okay, I'll go. My main genre is pop, and my subgenre is pop. I am nothing
no
else
sub-genre.
Ever, and it's annoying to me, but I've accepted this point. Like, I try to be, like, kind of indie. I will never sound indie.
Yeah,
I will never sound anything other than just pop.
See, Lauren, I actually was going to say, I was trying to categorize you in my mind, and I was thinking indie was your main genre. Because you have a very soft, like... You have, like, this soft, clear, like, I don't know what the word is, but, like angelic tone, which is pop, definitely pop, but I feel like you suit indie songs really well.
But it's because I make them sound more pop.
Maybe.
Okay. That is real. That is
like,
real.
Like, every time I sing something, it just sounds way more, like, clean, clear pop.
It's very clean and clear. That's true.
And I can
clear,
never
yes.
be anything else.
Love it.
I can never be clean and clear.
Yeah, you are.
My voice puts. I put on
because you can sing in cursive.
15 different layers. Okay. My voice has 17 different.
What's
layers.
Yours?
Well, tell you what you think.
I don't know. I have no clue.
What?
I
no clue.
I am heavily influenced by singers like, oh my gosh. I'm blanking on her name. The gospel singer.
Like MGK.
No. No! Okay. I'm heavily influenced by JoJo, Beyonce. What's that one? The one gospel woman who sings?
Kim Burrell.
Dawkins and Dawkins. That's how I learned how to sing was with those people. Like,
I think you're
their songs.
I think you're R&B.
Gospel, R&B is like your main.
But then you're also country
but something
and rock.
Or something. Oh, I can
and
sing
indie.
Country.
And
she's
indie.
Everything.
I am everything.
No,
she's
the, Amy, the
rock
is
sing?
Less pop
is
and more
this
of that.
Bad? I don't like rock singing.
Like who?
I don't
know.
No,
listen.
I
the
think
best
about
example,
it and I don't like it,
the
but
best
I don't
example
know why I'm
of
wrong.
Like someone who I think has a very naturally rock genre who is kind of like you is Kelly Clarkson.
I was gonna say Miley
Cyrus. Oh, Miley is rock.
And everyone thought you were Miley.
What
in Party
guys,
in
I think
her Heart of Glass cover, Miley Cyrus, is so good.
I think the funniest thing is that, Amy, you used to specifically make fun of indie singing all the time.
Oh,
but now that's
and,
you.
But then you sing that way and you're actually really good
I
at
barely,
it.
I barely. Okay, yeah, I do. It's unfortunate. Because I never
it
wanted
suits
to be
you.
There. I never wanted to be there. But I have about 12 different voices. So every time I record, I do things in about 12 different ways
oh
to figure
gosh.
Out which voice
love
to
it.
Use.
She's versatile.
I did not relate to that. Okay, mine is definitely pop, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, pop. Pitch correction hates me.
I feel like I have a...
Rhythms hate me.
Not a full subgenre, just a slight...
No, Christina, I think you... Wait, what? Say yours first.
What's your slight one?
What's your slight one?
I... Okay, slightly. When we do, we've done certain things that had R&B. That is kind of more easy, I think, because JoJo so much. That's a slight. But then, this is not music that I'm obsessed with, but it does feel natural, is emo. Emo songs, that feels right for my voice. But that's not me, but it feels very right when I sing them.
Okay, I think you kind of have some rock. Like, not in like the traditional, like the deep growling, but like, think of like the Led Zeppelin, the Immigrant. Like, I feel like you can belt high, which reminds me of a certain type of rockers.
Yeah.
They're kind of like the flamboyant rockers.
Yes.
I feel like you could do that really well.
I don't know. I can't see that.
I could see it. Like, not like literally that, but I see what you're saying. Male rock. Yes.
Hey, listen, my biggest singing role models growing up were Freddie Mercury and Stevie Wonder, okay? That's who I looked up to and tried to emulate and still try to emulate to this day. So
I tried to emulate Lana Del Rey and Ariana Grande.
JoJo.
Oh.
Here's a question. What genre is Lana Del Rey? I cannot.
She's
alternative indie?
Yeah.
But pop also indie. Jazz and bluesy.
Oh, my gosh,
that's
yes.
That's huge.
Wait, Amy, that is totally one of your genres.
Totally your jazz.
Amy has every subgenre. Wow.
I'm pretty confident I could sing something in every style except for straightforward pop.
It's a struggle.
That one is very difficult, and children's music straightforward pop. It takes
Oh, my gosh, for Sim Kids.
And many tears.
Yes. For Sim Kids.
That's so funny.
Okay.
It's hard.
Let's move along.
Sister Spotlight.
So all right, so we have the last thing, Sister Spotlight, where each week a different sister has a spotlight on her. We have Kate Rowe, Christina, Sappy or Sassy Thoughts with Kat, Lisa's Corner, Amy's Rants and Raves, and Lauren's Take. And this week's sister is... Ding! Lauren's Take. Woo! We got questions from Patreon.
Woo! All right. So these are from our patrons. This first question comes from Vivian. I love the name Vivian. How old were you when you wrote your first song?
Like 6.
Wait, do you remember what it was?
No.
Was it We Are the Rascal or I Am a Rascal?
No, that was more Danny. That was what I did? I wrote an interpolation, I think is what you would call it. When I look at her, she looks at me, she got me thinking about her. And I changed the words and then made a different verse. It was like, When I look at him, he looks away. He doesn't notice anything I do or say.
Oh,
and
my
God. And I was like 8. And then I guess when I was like 7 or something, I wrote a song about trick-or-treating.
I'm going.
Which we should do for Sim Kids.
Yes.
It was a great song, actually. I wrote very young.
The play's in the way. Every day.
I feel like you came out of the womb as such a good songwriter.
As a
Thank
prolific
you. I
songwriter.
Agree. I so think back. I wrote really prolific songs.
You wrote prolific.
Yeah. When I was like 8.
Okay. You were prolific.
I wrote that
you
one
really...
song that was inspired by you telling me all your relationship problems,
wait,
Christina.
Wait, wait.
And it was like,
what song was that?
It's like, I go up, I go down, I go all the way around. Walking in the street, I can see what's around me.
You used to belt out all the songs like,
my
self-control. You used to belt all
these
really emotional songs.
I'm
falling apart.
You would just belt out and not care what anyone was thinking. I would care so much.
I wrote such deep songs as an 8-year-old.
When we this is Lauren's take. I'm not gonna talk. Take it
out. Okay. All right. Love it. Next one, Julia. Which of your brothers are you closest to?
Which of my brothers? Probably Alex.
Cutie.
Yeah. He's closest in age. So yeah.
All right. This one's from, sorry if I'm butchering your name, Z Sophie. Don't know how to say that. Getting back with your ex, is it a good idea? Like ever.
Is it a good idea like ever?
You've done it.
I have done it. I think it just depends on the situation. Like, if you were really young and it's been a few years and you've changed, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it could work. Like, but if they were like, and it's like, it wasn't like a bad ending. They didn't do anything bad. It's just like, didn't work for whatever reason. Like, I don't think it's like, never get back with your ex. I don't know what your ex did. Maybe you were the one who was in the wrong and they were great and you've changed. Then maybe you should. I don't know. But it just depends. not going to say a blanket statement on every person in the world. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Gemma said, can you tell us about your experience being in a movie? Congrats, Lauren. I'm sure you killed it. You're a woman of many talents.
My experience was fear, anxiety.
Eating your brain.
Oh.
Quoting Catherine.
I know. I was just really nervous. And honestly, I almost didn't say yes because I was like, this, it might be too much for my mental capacity. Like, it's too hard and I'm too anxious to do this. I can't do it. It's like too much for me. But I said yes. And then
I begged her to let me come. But then
actually doing it was really fun. It reminded me of like when we used to do music videos, like with the label, we did like those big shoots. Mm. It's the same kind of thing. I enjoyed, you know, doing a project where I don't have to think about anything anyone else is doing. So nice. And I just do my thing and everyone's like, oh, do you need this? Do you need that? And I was like, yes, I do need that. It is also like the set was really nice. Like everyone was really nice.
They were really great people.
And it was cool because most of the people were Catholic on the set because they were like doing it as more of like a passion project because it's like a Catholic based movie. So it was kind of like there's a lot of camaraderie and like everyone was really like invested in it. So I had a really good time actually doing it. It was just overwhelming for me and I just felt a lot of pressure. Like I gotta do it right. But when I actually did it, I actually wasn't super anxious and it was really fun actually. Yeah. Maybe not fun is the word, but enjoyable. Yeah.
I don't know when the movie's coming out. Like, did they have a date yet? No.
I think it's supposed to be this year later this
year. They're working on.
I don't know.
Oh, I cannot wait to watch it. Oh, so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm really excited.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be really good, guys.
Every time
it's
I saw
really
it,
intense.
I saw you in the trailer. Intense. I just got choked up. I was so proud. I was like a proud mother. It's like, wow, she just looks so stunning.
It's really intense.
Love it. All right. Last one from Luca. What advice would you give to a teen who's looking to self-improve?
That's a loaded question. Not really, but it's I don't really know what to tell you. I don't know what your problems are. So my advice, I guess, is just figure out what your problem is and then work on those things. Like, you probably know what your issues are, right? So like work on I don't know, like go look for some books, podcasts, YouTube videos. I feel like it's pretty straightforward. I'm sorry, but I think it is. Like, I think you need more specific if you want like specific advice on how to improve on something specific.
So, yeah,
sorry.
Thank you so much to our patrons for your Lauren's Take questions. You can only be a part of Lauren's Take if you are a patron. So make sure you join our Patreon, patreon.com/Simarelli, linked in the description, if you would like to support us there and also be a part of Lauren's Take and get all the stuff I mentioned earlier. All right, that was that. Little things that aren't so little. What a good episode.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Simarelli podcast. Follow Simarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Simarelli on Facebook and Instagram.